What's up, everybody? Welcome to
Fika
Talk.
Oh, yeah. Alex is channeling her inner Rachel.
La, na, 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 na. Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. I'm Alex the Penguin.
And I'm Andrea the Horse.
And this is an episode. This is a podcast where two best friends rant about life and stuff. Welcome to episode 32.
You know what else is 32?
What? Not you. Me. Oh.
I'm
Halloween Horror Nights is 32 this year.
No way.
Happy birthday, Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah.
Let's have a moment for them.
Oh my God. Yeah, party. Yeah. All right, guys. Listen, it's like the sky's falling outside. Like literally it's falling. Like, I see clouds on the floor. It's insane.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of a technical situation, but we are back.
We are back. Wait. So it looks like.
Wait, what was that?
Well, it looks like Thor's in the sky, honestly.
It does, but something's knocking.
Did Philip learn how to knock?
How did he learn how to knock? I'm coming. Yeah. Gosh, Philip in the rain? That's crazy, dog. Thank you, sir. Here's your jelly bean. Yes. Oh, two? You want? Okay, for the troubles. I understand. Okay, let's see here. It's fun fact time.
He almost risked his life for us tonight.
He definitely did risk his life tonight. All right, guys. The fun fact for today is, that Halloween Horror Nights was not called Halloween Horror Nights when it first started. It was actually Halloween Fright Night.
Ooh. Fright Night.
Yeah, Fright Night.
Nice.
And it started in 1991. And they only had 3 dates when they first started. That's crazy. Imagine only being able to go to 3 days.
Alex would die.
I would die. I don't know. I'd be like on strike right now.
Yeah. I wonder the people like who used to go in 1991.
Shout out to my 1991 OGs.
Yeah. If you're listening to Fika Talk,
please talk to me. I want to talk to you about it. I want to hear everything you have to say.
Oh, that's funny. I love that fun fact.
That was a good one. Thank you, Philip.
Even though I hate Halloween Horror Nights, but it's okay.
She's a hater.
I'm a hater.
Why?
Because I'm afraid.
Of what?
Of the scary people at Halloween Horror Nights.
Bro, there's scary people all over the place. Look all right, around
well,
you.
Whatever. Well, Philip. Bro, Philip just flew out the window. And we forgot his
I hope he makes it home safe. Where is his home? Where does Philip live?
In my tree.
Which one?
I don't know.
I'm going to build him a bird bath? A birdhouse.
Oh, and a bird bath.
And a bird bath. Oh, a pool full of jelly beans.
That's so sweet.
Speaking of Halloween Horror Nights, guys, today we are going to be talking about spooky stuff because it is spooky season. Ooh. And I said what I said, so it's happening.
Yeah, it's Alex's favorite time of the year. It's like
wonderful time of the year.
Yep, it's literally just think of like Christmas soundtracks, but with Alex singing them.
And spooky music, spooky scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Like the one. Or he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Oh, wow. The monster mash. I wish you guys could see me right now because I'm.
She's really dancing, everybody.
Or the ding ding.
Oh. She's channeling.
All right, Michael.
She's like Michael who? It's Alex now.
Oh, rip. Oh no.
I don't like the rip. Okay. R.I.P.
We got to bro.
That is so mean.
What? How's it? What do you mean?
When someone passes, you have to say.
Well, you.
When they say R.I.P.
When they first pass, you know, and it's sad. It's like you R.I.P. Rest in peace. You didn't even say R.I.P. But I feel like after some time.
After some time, you just say rip?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
This is not okay.
For me, it's more like if I see someone like trip, I'm like, oh, rip. Like, or like, that's, I use it in other content. Anyways. I'm about to go on a whole other rampage. But Speaking of Halloween Horror Nights, I went to Halloween Horror Nights twice already, guys.
Twice.
She's so funny. She has to pretend she has no idea. You did what?
I thought it was three times.
She starts getting mad at me. She starts, you went without me? I wish.
Yeah, no.
I wish we had those type of conversations, but instead
I don't participate. Like, I don't participate.
Why? But why, bro?
I will not participate in such endeavors. That's like, such a fancy big word. I don't know.
Or you could be with your parents and be like, that is the devil.
It's because I'll be regurgitating the whole night, okay?
She would.
I mean, I was kind of thinking about it. Like, if I would go.
But you want to tell them why you were thinking about it?
No.
Like,
I was just thinking about, like, but I would not go. With me.
She has FOMO.
I would want to hang out with you. But I also, I just wouldn't go in any of the houses. But last time I went, when I didn't go into the houses, I went into one house. It was just a really bad experience. It was awful.
What do you mean?
Because we did that weird conga line into the house.
We did the conga. And then, like, there's, like, things flying at you and you're like, da, 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 da,
da. Yeah. I think it was worse because my eyes were closed and I was like,
so you just hear it.
The noise, that was worse, I think.
And they blow air at you and stuff. And like, she's over here with her eyes closed. Like, she can't see. So she's just like, they're probably like going to kill me, like for real. And I won't know.
Yeah, that was not good. Well, anyway,
you did do it once. So that's
can you please tell the audience how Halloween Horror Nights was?
Oh my God. So this like year. The first night I went. I went with two people that I don't know if they want me to say their names on live television. I was gonna say, so I'm not gonna name them this time for now. But it was fun. It was opening night. It rained because like it's not Halloween Horror Nights if it doesn't rain the first like day. Like it always rains the first day, and it's funny because the first day always lands on a different date, but it always rains religiously the first date of Halloween Horror Nights.
Always.
Like, always, all the time. It's so funny. And it's like people are afraid of the rain, so they like run away and stuff, and then things are like less. It's great. But yeah, so we went. It was nice. I only saw four houses that night. The scare zones weren't open like fully because of the rain, so I didn't really get to experience that, but it was a lot of fun. I did like the ones that people would run to first. Like I did Stranger Things, I did The Exorcist, I did The Last of Us, and then I did something else. What did I do? Chucky. So okay. I did like the popular like movie, film, or like TV show one, right? And then all the other ones, they're like Halloween Horror Nights like original one. Yeah. So those are different. Those are usually scarier.
Okay.
Because you don't know what the heck it is. Like, you just see a name and you're just like, oh, I don't know what this is. And then you just go in there and then you have no idea what's coming at you. Is it going to be cute or is it going to be, like, ugly looking?
Yeah. I feel like I wanted to know, what would you rate the houses?
Well, I'm missing one house. So, okay, so the houses this year is The Exorcist,
yeah.
The Last of Us, Chucky, Unmasked, Oddfellow, Dueling Dragons, The Yeti, Darkest Deal, Blood of something, Blood Offering, and then Stranger Things. So The Exorcist house, I feel like I'm like really like that stuff like unsettles me. Like any like anything having to do with like exorcisms like really like gets me like, I don't know.
So I just gotta stop you right here. You're not afraid of like Friday the 13th, people getting like shredded, people getting killed, of like those scary movies?
No.
But when it comes to The Exorcism,
I'm petrified.
That's where you draw the line.
It makes me it makes me feel unsettling. Unsettling okay. Feelings I get.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like I like spooky. I like spooky ish, you know?
Yeah.
But like that stuff, I respect all that stuff. I'm like, nope, not me. I am one with the Lord.
And you respect it so much that you went into a house that had all of that theme.
Yes, ma'am. Because mama ain't raised no bitch. So I do it anyway.
So tell me about that house.
So there's, it was really freaking creepy. Like there was like, you know, a bunch of like exorcist ladies having exorcisms and stuff. And then like, they're so creepy because they're like smiling. And then like you walk into them, they're like twitching and like following you and stuff. It's like really creepy. Yeah, it's super creepy. And then they reenact it so well. Like they reenact, they literally act like they're having an exorcism. It's like insane.
Did you see the movie?
I think that one, the one that I went to, like that house is based on like the newer one. So I haven't seen the newer one. But yeah, I saw like the original. I never saw it again. Like I saw it once and I was like, all right, bro, that's it. I'm done.
I've never seen it, but that's not a shock.
Yeah, no. That one I'd have to rate it like a 3.
Okay.
A 3. And my scale's a little strange though, because like, again, like I'm a spooky, you know, but like, I don't know. I'm really like artsy and stuff. So I don't know. A house has to have like very good house qualities. Like I have to be able to feel extremely uncomfortable with the sounds, with what I'm looking at, with the feelings. So sometimes they like shoot air at you and stuff. Like I need to feel uncomfortable. Like I need to feel like I'm like ill. Like the word, like if I don't feel like that, I will not give you a 10. Like that's just it. Like I don't know.
So you want it to scare the bejesus out of you?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to scare the bejesus out. I want to feel like I'm going into an actual like place that there's like exorcisms happening. Like that's how I want to feel. Like
and that is, ladies and gentlemen, the exact reason I do not go with her. Because the scarier the better. Yeah, right. No thanks.
You're like, no thanks. I'll take the old time haunted house.
I didn't even like that one. I'll take my Disney movies and butterflies and unicorns any day.
It's okay. The thunder wanted to make it on Fika Talk. Say hi, guys. Hi.
It's like Thor is like banging his the hammer up there. Yeah. I don't know.
He's like another beer. Wow. Like
the thunder's really intense. But
yeah, it is. And I see the tree dancing behind you. But yeah, so those are like the qualities that I look for in a house. Like sometimes they hang stuff from like the ceiling. And it hits you in the face. And sometimes that stuff is like wet or like there's
the smell.
Like, yeah, they do like the smells too. So I like, for me, that's what I base my ratings off. So the Exorcist house, I'm gonna give it a 3. Like, just because it just made me feel weird, but it wasn't like, it was whatever.
Okay.
The Last of Us. So it's a show, but it's also it's like based on a video game. And they have these like creature things that they like click, like they make clicking noises. Like I don't even know how to. Yeah. Yeah. And like they can't, some of them are blind, I guess.
Oh.
And they hear you, like if once you make a peep and they hear you, you're dead.
Oh, okay.
They bolt at you and that's it. You're gone. You're done for.
That reminds me from like Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, the basilisk snake.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Sounds when he got blind.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, and that is my comparison to your scary stuff. Yeah. Yeah, like that's my level of scary. I'm done right there. No, but yeah, so it's really creepy, right? It sounds creepy. Yeah, that house was okay. I mean, the two people I went with, they were petrified. Like petrified. And I literally was just like, like I thought it was cool, but I'll also give it like a 4.
Okay.
Like I don't think it was like crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So far we got a 3 for The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm, four
for The Last of Us.
Yes.
All right. Yes. It can only go up from here, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Imagine the next one. I'm like 1. Like never mind. So the other house is Chucky, Chucky house. But this Chucky house, it was based off of, I guess, like the new show that came out.
Yeah.
It was really like modern.
Oh. So it wasn't the modern Chucky. Have you ever been in original Chucky house?
Yeah. So the first year I ever went to Halloween Horror Nights, there was like a Chucky house, and literally everything was life size, like toys. And it was petrifying. I will never forget this. There was a purple gorilla on the floor and it scared the shiz out of me. Like, because I thought it was fake and I was walking by and it started like, on the floor. And I was like, that's it, dog. Like, I thought I was about to kick it. It was the first time I ever went. So it was all very like new to me. I was very scared.
Right.
It's
terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. But usually I'm not like scared of Chucky.
Okay.
I mean, he's kind of like, it's cringy, you know, like it's very cringy, but it's very like gory. Like
so the way you just said it, you were just like, I'm not really scared of Chucky. Like, your guys are pals? Like, the way you said it, you're like, he ain't bad.
He's not that bad. I spoke to him yesterday. Like, he's going to change hell? His ways.
Oh, my God. He's going to therapy. Like, yeah. What?
No, my one of my close friends, he, like, is petrified. Like, petrified.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Man, I got to start asking people to sign a waiver so I can say their names.
Oh, yes.
Because it's too much. You guys would appreciate a name.
What do you rate that house?
That house. So I would give it. I would also give it a 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd give it a 4. I'll give it a 5. But just because, like, in this house, if you guys have not been to Halloween Horror Nights and you guys are going to Halloween Horror Nights, please cover your ears and hold your breath for like 2 seconds. Okay. So. Don't forget to breathe out, like, after 2 seconds, though, because, like, I'm not trying to have you pass out. Like, especially if you're driving, like, don't do that.
But what's the point of them holding their breath?
I don't know. I figured, like, every cover all the holes. I don't know.
She panicked. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. All right. What were you going
to
tell them?
Okay, I'm back to life. Okay. What was I going to say? Okay, so in the house, it's like, it's a house, right? Like, it's obviously. And then, like, you leave the house and you're like, oh, wow, that was great. Like, wow, what, that was funny. Ha ha. And you think it's done and it looks like it's done. And then you enter another room.
Ooh.
Like they jokes on you. Like, it literally, you walk out the exit and you go into another thing.
No way.
Yeah. In the Chucky house.
Oh, in the Chucky house.
It was actually really cool, like, how they did that.
Okay.
And the second part was, like, a little psychotic. So it was interesting because it's like, you're like, oh, wow, that was a good one. And then you're like, oh, what? It's not done. So
that's bad.
I like the ha-ha there. That was a good ha-ha. It was a really good ha-ha. So yeah, I'll give it a 5. Yeah.
I hope you're taking notes of these ratings.
So far we have a 3, a 4, and a 5.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. And then, the next one is Unmasked. So Unmasked, it was basically like a couple different, like, so it was Phantom of the Opera. It was Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay. You're good.
Okay. And then this other monster, I forgot which one it is. The werewolf.
Okay.
So all three of them in one house. At first I was like, this is gonna be like whatever, you know. I don't know. It's like, it's cute. I don't know. But then, like, I don't know. They looked really, like, they were creepy. They were very creepy looking. And at one point, they were all coming at you all sorts of ways. I have to say that house was like a 6.
I feel like the Hunchback of Notre Dame was in there.
Notre Dame.
He was in there?
Notre Dame.
So you're telling me Quasimodo was
it wasn't Quasimodo. Heart. Quasimodo okay. was not there, but it was like based on like the actual, like, you know, like.
Because I was about to say, isn't that like.
How does the song go? Like, he just starts singing in the middle of the haunted house.
No, I was just going to say that's copywriting from Disney. Like, that's a big. That's a big problem right there. Disney versus Universal.
Mr. Walt. Oh, wait. Rip.
Oh, here we go again.
That's sad. But yeah, I'd give it a 6.
A 6. That's wow.
Because it was good. Like, the way that the scaring stuff was, it was really good. And the creatures were actually creepy. Like, I was like, okay.
I think that's the highest rating you've given so far.
Yeah, that is the highest rating. I'm going to write that down because I'm going to forget. Okay. So 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Oddfellows. So that one's like a new, like, villain guy. Not villain guy, but like, yeah, like a scary, like, one of the, like, the top Halloween Horror Nights people. So he takes people's, he collects zodiac signs.
Ooh.
To, like, I guess, like, sacrifice that to some blah, blah, blah to be part of the, yeah, very demonic. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into because usually, again, like, when it's Halloween Horror Nights, like, original ones, like, you just never know. So yeah. I walked in there, blah, blah, blah. He's the theme of this year. Like, that, he's, okay. like, the top house. So when I was, like, I would turn the corner or whatever to, like, in the line, and I saw this ginormous tent, and it looked like a circus tent, I lost my shiz. Oh, I was like, that's it. I'm going to die. Because, that's, like,
terrifying.
Yeah. Clowns that we don't go. Mm. They can creep me out. They make me unsettled for sure.
What is up with you saying unsettled?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like the theme of this year, I feel like if I had to describe Halloween Horror Nights this year, it would be
unsettling.
Unsettling. No, seriously, because it's not like petrifying.
Okay.
And it's not like, eh, like it's just unsettling. I don't know.
Okay.
And I feel like it was more demonic this year. Anyways, so in the Oddfellow house, it was actually pretty like creepy. Like it, there was like it looked like a circus, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. like the back of like a circus thing.
Okay.
Like a storage. So there was puppets everywhere. There was stuffed animals. There was stuff in your face. Like they had like rags with like the stripes and like the stuff. And there was like clothes hanging on the lines and the walls. It was filled. Everything was toys. Everything was like circus stuff. And you didn't know what was real. And they would get mm-hmm. in your face and they would, mm-hmm. yeah. So that house was, I honestly, I would give it a 9.
So did clowns come out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were there.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, and like circus styled stuff. Like weird, freaky stuff. So
weird people in the circus.
Yeah. It was actually really
What was that house called?
It's called Oddfellows something. But the sounds in that house, like, it was like you would hear little kids like laughing psychotically. Would hear the clowns like laughing. You would hear, and it was like in your ear like the whole time. And it, there was like little like ding ding ding, ding like little like circus music.
Yeah.
And it smelled like yummy like circus food. It smelled like funnel cakes.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, I love funnel cakes, but scary.
Yeah. Scary funnel cakes.
They're coming to get you. Run, Alex. Funnel
cakes are coming.
Oh my gosh. Imagine.
That's funny. Yeah. So I give it a 9.
A 9.
Yeah. I give that one. It was really good.
Okay.
Dueling Dragons. Honestly, that was shit. Sorry. I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't even scary. It was just a cool house. So I'd give it like a 1.
It was shit. Alex's rating, that was shit.
Yes, because it was really cool. You know the ride, the Dueling Dragons ride? So it was like one was like fire, one was ice. And like in the house, it was really cool. Like it did look really cool. But like,
again, it was scary.
It wasn't scary. Yeah. I mean, they would get you good sometimes. Oh my God, in the Oddfellow house, there was this, you know how like the devil, like he's like a goat or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
So they had a goat in a clown outfit. Standing in the corner, he was like,
wait, like bloody. A real goat?
I mean, no, I don't think so. But like, imagine it's like Carl.
Oh no.
And he's wearing like a little like clown like tutu. My mind went like really like
imaginary.
Cute, like in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, he was like standing. It was so creepy. Anyways, I'm jumping. But yeah, so the Dueling Dragons one, it was cool. But it was like, it was just cool. Like, it wasn't scary. Like, they would get you sometimes, but it wasn't. It was just, like, it was dumb. It was not dumb, but, like, it was okay.
Okay.
You had to choose a side. So, you chose, like, towards the middle of the house, it's like, oh, you either go to the right or you go to the left.
Just like the ride.
Yeah. That was actually pretty cool. I'll give them a 2, actually, because just because they make you choose. Like, that's so cool. The Yeti house was actually, it was okay. It was a 2. I'll give it a 2. I mean, the scenery was freaking awesome. I love when they have a lot of open spaces in their houses, like, because then you don't know what's happening. You know what's gonna happen. You don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
it's like all over the place.
So how many houses did you go in so far?
So far that I've said?
Yeah. How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, so you went into okay.
Well, I went to 9 out of 10.
Oh, you haven't been in all the 2 days.
No, there's only one that I didn't go to. The Darkest Deal, I don't have a rating for you guys. I'm sorry. And then the Blood Offering, that was like a 1. It was cool. It was like a witchcraft house that, like, I guess like you, it was like a village thing, and they were just like afraid of something like making people like turn into, I don't know. I give that a 1. And then the Stranger Things house. The Stranger Things house was a good like 8 or 7.
I have a question on that. Because they did last year or the year before that when Stranger Things was really popular. Is it the same?
No, is different. So they did it based on like the season. So like everything that happened in the show, literally you said, like, as soon as you walk in, again, if you're going to go to Halloween Horror Nights, I'm sorry, guys, cover your eyes and all your holes and just don't breathe for 2 seconds. Like you walk in and it's in Chrissy's house, or no, not Chrissy's house, the house where Chrissy died. The first person that died, she was like, when they're like, Chrissy, wake up. Remember?
Spoiler, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought you did watch Stranger Things.
Not the third season.
Really?
No, we were supposed to watch it together when you were in Arizona. And, well, now you're here.
Okay, well, so then you cover your holes because I'm about to... No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
But yeah, it was really good. It looked like the show. It was creepy. I'm going to say 7. It was a 7.
Okay.
It was good. But that was my ratings. I'm going to go again eventually, so I will definitely keep you guys updated.
Yeah. What about the food? Because one thing I've been seeing on Instagram and TikTok is Halloween Horror Nights and all the themed food that they give.
Yes.
Did you eat any?
Not themed. I did have a drink that was called like the electric, I think it was like electric death something.
No.
Oh, electric death. That's what it was called. It was really good. The drink was phenomenal. It was so freaking strong. It was like, it came in like a light cup. It was so cool. but they had other stuff. Like they had these like vegan pie thingies. It was like shaped like a coffin. Like they have like really cool desserts. Oh my gosh, the merchandise. What? I wanted everything. They had like a...
I was going to say was that on TikTok, you have to try it, but there's like a place for The Last of Us. There's like this can, and it looks like a can of worms or a can of like nasty things, but apparently it's the most delicious thing. You have to try it.
Oh, why didn't you send me that TikTok, bro?
Wow.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's
Andrea being trifling.
Well, I wanted to talk about it on air.
On air. On air. But yeah, they have a lot of stuff like that. They have a lot of theme stuff. I didn't really go towards like the food and stuff because I'm broke right now. So like I didn't want to like tease myself like that. But anybody, if you guys want me to enjoy some delicious Halloween Horror Nights food or merchandise, please send me money at... No, I'm just kidding.
How about I mean, our Fika Talkers who follow us on Instagram must have seen when we were doing a donation for your Halloween spooky fund.
Oh, that was so funny. Dude, we went to Disney Springs and we were like little kids. It was so freaking funny. And then all the merchandise, that hat, I need that hat.
I saw it again yesterday.
You did?
I did.
And I really want the hat.
It's still like almost $30.
It's so cute though. It has a hat. The bat has a hat.
Has Mickey ears.
It's so cute. Like,
I know.
That's not unsettling.
We need to repost it on Fika Talk Instagram because people are like, what hat? What are they talking about?
Yeah,
what are they
talking about? Yeah, no, it's so freaking pretty. Speaking of Halloween, we have to start planning our Halloween party. Guys, listen, I am back, okay? Mm-hmm. And it didn't stop me when I wasn't here. It's not going to stop me when I'm here. I'm back, baby. I need lights. I need fog. I need
thunder.
Fake blood. I need thunder. Just like that. Wow, you saw that in the background. I need like scary music. I need like cool themed like food.
So did we ever talk about how when we threw our Halloween party, Raph was supposed to be our scare actor?
Yeah.
And then he lost his mask.
He did lose his mask. What we didn't talk about was the fact that we were like all like up for the idea of him scaring people when they use the bathroom, but then we realized how bad that idea was. We were like, wait, that's inappropriate.
Oh, yes. I'm glad he didn't do that.
Yeah, that literally we're like, oh, wouldn't it be so funny? And then we're like, wait.
That's inappropriate.
That is very inappropriate. Aren't you glad we didn't?
Well, we saved your fannies, folks.
You literally saved your butts.
But yeah,
came out of nowhere with the mask. Like, that's funny.
But literally, we bought that damn mask to scare people. And then he lost it.
Yeah, literally.
And then we found it like days later.
And we're like, oh, there it is.
That was so stupid. Yeah, but that was really stupid. Yeah, we throw some really nice Halloween parties. We've been doing it since the apartment.
I feel like we're getting better every year.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, hear me roar. That's Alex.
That's a ghost right there, Susan.
Yeah, Alex is very, she's very particular where her decor goes. She literally transforms my house into a spooky thing.
I changed her light bulbs and all.
She did. Into the black lights? Yeah, that was
cool. More black lights. We had red lights. Remember that one? Yeah. That red light is so cool.
That was cool. I mean, all of that was cool. I think we're going to have to do it again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And probably make it scarier. We didn't have a fog machine.
We did have a fog machine.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. But we didn't use it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Idiots. because it was one of those crappy fog machines. Okay.
Are you judging your fog machine?
I got it at like Five Below. Okay.
Are you judging Five Below? Five Below is fantastic, bro. Bro, I've always wanted to do like some really cool like house stuff like that, like Halloween house stuff. Like, I don't know, bro. Can we theme it this year? I feel like we should theme it.
Like what? Are we like Halloween Horror Nights?
With yeah, we're going to be house number 11. Like they don't know. Okay. They have to drive like after they're done with the 10 houses in HHN, they have to come here for the last and final bang. Like I think that's a really funny invite. Like, yeah, like.
What do you want to theme it as?
I don't know. Some spooky-ish. Life is spooky, but spookier than life. What should it be?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I need to just know what it is behind the scenes so I'm not scared in my own house.
People forget.
That'd be a problem.
She's gonna forget where we put stuff and be like, ooh.
I mean, last year we did like these white sheets coming out of my like
they were ceiling. Like hanging from her ceiling and they had like blood stains.
Yeah, so weird.
She didn't want to touch them. She was like, ew.
Yeah. And she changed all my portraits.
Yeah, I did. I took off all her like canvases around her house and I put like these like spooky like mind effing like picture things.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Alex is yawning.
The yawn that I just did was like insane.
She was like eating the microphone.
I literally looked like I was eating the microphone. Oh my gosh, you guys, we were recording before this and it dropped completely.
Yeah,
but like it was so funny. I'm sorry.
This is just as funny.
It is, but
Alex, tell them how you want to make the house a haunted house, like the way. Tell them how it was in your childhood when you used to go trick or treating, and the one you were telling me about.
So when I was younger, I was like, when I was Allie, right? Like not when I was Alex. When I was Allie, Allie was alive. Yeah, she was scared of like everything. So like I literally was like. Because I'm very in touch with my feelings. So, like, I would feel unsettled.
Oh, my God.
Like, I get very, like, cringed. And it was weird. And I just would freeze. And it would be terrible. But I would like candy, right? So, like, I'd still go trick-or-treating.
Oh, and, like, poor Allie.
Guys, I can't stop yawning. I don't want to confess why on air. But anyways.
let's just say that Andrea is not happy with Alex.
Andrea is not happy with Alex. She's lectured me today. A couple of times. Sorry.
Keep going.
Anyways, so it's not that you guys are boring. It's just my body's like, hey, stop. I think it's because it's raining too. So I hear it and it's like,
oh yeah. I'm not gonna say what time you get home every night.
Stop it. Anyways, moving on. So Allie would just be like walking down the sidewalk, you know, like with her little goodie bag, and she's like, hee hee, candy. And then like, there was always that one person in their driveway with a ghost mask just sitting, and I know you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, because I promise you, like, that was like the I mean, it's still the costume, but like back then it was so like not like it was just the costume, right? Everybody's mothers and fathers wore that and sat on a chair outside and scared the bejesus out of like little kids, like, yeah. So like every time I would see the ghost face, like I literally would like get like so like nervous from afar, like super nervous. And it's just like, it's not even that bad. But I was just a little like, never mind, I can't say that word on air.
Let's modify.
I was a little wimp. There you go. There it is. That's a good one. That's a good replacement. That's good. But I would still go up to them. And I was telling Andrea that I would go up to them, but like tiptoeing, literally tiptoeing. And I thought, I'm like, oh, they can't see me. And I would literally go up to the thing, grab one, grab like a candy, and bolt. Like I was out, like, did that ever happen to you, bro?
That happened to me when I was like, when I was through the haunted houses, like the neighbors were like doing, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that looks so cool. And of course, if I got near them and I heard, because you know, with haunted houses during trick or treating, you hear screaming. So I'll be walking, I hear screaming. I kid you not, I would turn around and just walk the other way where there's no screaming and there's just candy. I was just really scared as a child and it hasn't gone away.
Yeah, no. Once the thing with me, the thing that gets me the most is definitely noise.
Okay.
So like whenever you know you like you have those haunted houses that they really be trying.
Yeah. When they're just like really loud and stuff.
They're super loud. And then they put like the sound thing and it's like just unsettling music.
The theme
for Halloween Horror Nights is that, and so is this episode.
Unsettling.
The Chronicles of the Unsettling
Houses. Stuff.
Houses.
The houses that Alex the
Penguin unsettling houses. Okay. That's gonna be the invite with that voice and all. I'm gonna just send people a voice note like that.
They'll be like, block.
Would you come to my party?
No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
If you sent me something like that, I'd be like, without even listening, delete.
You'd be like, no.
Yeah, no. My trick or treating days were not like that. I mean, I didn't go near the spooky stuff. I was just always scared of any of that stuff. So I would just like try to go to the houses that gave the great candy. Did you ever get the houses where they give healthy stuff?
Oh my God, that used to piss me off. Like, Susan, I don't care about your low calorie like popcorn. Okay. I don't care about your Twizzlers. Twizzlers taste like, what's that called? HDMI cords.
Alex. Like
they're gross.
You've eaten an HDMI cord?
No, but that's what I think of when I see one. I think of a Twizzler.
That is insulting to the people who love Twizzlers.
I'm so sorry that your taste buds don't work, guys.
Those are fighting words, Alexandra. Oh my gosh. that's just rude, Alex.
I'm kidding, guys. It's okay. Your taste buds can, that's you. That's your taste buds, but like mine could never. I can't. Need some extra seasoning. Yeah. Like,
and the Twizzlers?
On the Twizzlers.
Okay.
The Twizzlers need extra seasoning. Or like candy corn, you know, the little candy corn.
Oh, those were really nasty.
They're not nasty. They like taste like extreme condensed milk, like
ugh.
Unfiltered. Like they just like just they were like, you know what? I don't know what flavor.
Don't tell me you used to like sweet tarts.
I mean, I didn't hate them. That was actually my brother's favorite.
We don't care. I'm kidding. Oh.
You heard that, bro? She don't care. He's our manager. I'm gonna be like, listen to episode 32, minute 38, where Andrea talks shiz.
Yeah. I mean, please rate your favorite. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
You know what I used to love? I used to love when people, like, you'd go to the house, you mind your own business, and you go up to the house, right? And they open the door, and like, you think, like, it's just another person giving out Tootsie Pops. But like, they pull out like a full size, like, candy bar. It's like king size Hershey's, like with like almonds. And I'm like, you got so many king size stuff here, bro. There's so many kids, and you're over here balling on a freaking like stack of candy. That's phenomenal.
I mean, yours was the Hershey almond bar? That's your favorite?
No.
Oh, what was your favorite? You didn't answer my question.
Warheads. or like so Warheads or like Snickers. I love Snickers or Reese's. I love candy. I love everything. Okay, I'll choose. Oh no. Okay, Snickers. No.
I thought Reese's was Reese's. Your candy.
It was when Allie was growing up. She really liked.
We're talking about Allie like she was our daughter.
When Allie was growing up, she liked Three Musketeers, believe it or not, a lot. And Kit Kat.
So for anyone who hasn't tuned in to our other episodes and are just tuning into this episode, Allie is Alex's past, like, what self. Is that called? Yeah, past self.
Alter ego.
Yeah, past alter ego. All right, so Allie
was super like girly and stuff.
Okay,
she was wimpy. Just so you guys know.
So you liked Three Musketeers as Allie.
Allie liked Three Musketeers and Kit Kats.
Okay,
like she would f that up, and then now I'm like, it tastes like cardboard.
You want to know my fairy candy?
Oh wait. I like, oh. Like nodding, like, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little, you know, I know that was a little punch.
Oh, you want me to confess? Listen, guys, if you guys heard the last episode, Andrea was distracted half the time and I wanted to kick her ass.
Yeah, she's just throwing me out there right now. Yeah, we're going to air out. We're going to air it out.
Air out the laundry, bro. I was so mad. And then she would like nod. Instead of responding on video, and I'm like, bro, they can't hear you, bro.
They can't hear me nod. And Alex just did it right now, and that's why we're laughing.
That's why that happened. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm sorry. Was yours crunch?
Kisses. Yeah. It was kisses. I loved chocolate milk chocolate kisses.
Aww.
And Snickers.
I'm milk chocolate.
No.
I'll give you kisses.
And Snickers. That was a good one. But then when I was older, when I was working in my last job at my landscaping place, my ex-boss, he told me that Reese's Take Five is a really good candy. And then I tried it and it like changed my life. And I bought a whole bag today for me and Alex to eat in honor of this podcast.
In honor of this podcast. Podcast.
Alex wants Pasca.
Okay. In honor of this podcast.
Listen, everyone already hears that you're falling asleep. You can't talk.
I haven't been able to talk since the first time we tried recording. I'm having issues, guys.
That's true.
Oh, don't do that. That was really creepy. No, that was unsettling.
I don't know what's up with you and unsettling. But anyway, but Halloween.
I wish you guys could see these like little like empty wrappers. I was gonna do some ASMR, but Andrea said no.
No.
I ate like five Take Fives. They're like, oh, five Take Fives. These are actually my favorite, guys.
They're so good.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah. Now they are as adults. I think Halloween now as an adult, I mean, Alex still acts like a child, but 100%. I mean, but I think me now with Halloween, I like passing out candy to kids. But one thing I learned is like, especially now in the new house, when kids come and say trick or treat, I really like it. It's really hard. Now I understand when the people used to pass out candy to me and like my friends. It's hard to decide who gets the better candy.
Does Jimmy get the Tootsie Pop or does Susan?
Yeah. And Rafael, it's so funny because Rafael's like, oh, you got to be generous. Give him more and more. And I'm really stingy. I'm like, one piece each kid. And Rafael's like, babe, just give them candy.
She's like, if I give them a handful, it'll run out.
Yeah.
Like five people ring her doorbell. She's like, I can't. Yeah.
That's it. It's because I'm an overthinker, so that I'm like, oh, if I give the first batch too much, I'm not gonna have any more. And then the sad news is no one else comes to ring the doorbell.
Yeah. And then she's like, little Patricia's gonna knock on the door and I'm not gonna have any more candy left. Yeah. But in reality, Andrea was left with the whole damn bag.
Yeah, I was giving out Nutellas too last year, like the Nutella with the breadsticks.
I would have knocked on your door so fast if I would have known that.
Nutella
too. Like, we got three. I would have told Matthew, ring Nina's door like five times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she'll love that. But yeah, we with the dog going crazy like five times.
Yeah, five times.
But yeah, no, I mean, I like to spoil the kids, so I think you gotta come and trick or treat our house.
Why'd you say it like that? Our house.
You have to trick or treat our house.
Our house.
Our house. Because you know, this year we're gonna throw a party, and it's gonna
be unsettling.
Unsettling. Our invitations are gonna say like,
Halloween. I'm having an unsettling time.
We're gonna put the most unsettling Halloween party. Please let's do that when we send the invites.
Bro, that's funny, bro.
And then can we do a cutout of the bat with the Mickey?
With the Mickey hat? Oh, can your grandma wear it?
She doesn't. Alex, I told you last year, my mom is afraid to come. My grandma is afraid to come. Your mom.
That hat. I need to see your grandma with that hat. No, your grandpa. I need to see your grandpa.
They have annual passes, so we can ask them to buy one.
I'm crying. That's so funny.
That is so funny. Bro, you leave my grandparents alone.
Bro, they're so cute.
They are.
Your grandpa with that hat, and he's like...
angry, because he's not ever... He's like... He's just serious. My grandfather never smiles.
It's so cute, though. He's so sweet. Like he's
he just... only smiles when people fall, or like...
Oh, Poppy Carlos.
Oh, that's so funny. But anyway.
To say his name.
She literally
needs... Oh, no.
She needs consent from everybody, but not my grandparents. And anyone, I mean, it's not like they know who that is. Anyway.
If you try to find them like that on social media, he's not like that. He's just not his name.
That's not his name. But if we ever do get that hat on him, we're going to take a picture.
Oh my God, please. I will buy that hat just to put it on your grandpa.
I would ask my grandma for the annual pass discount and then get to... Ooh,
there it is. Yeah. I need to get grandpa a gift.
The funny thing is he would wear it.
Anyway. Like his plants in the back. Aww. He's like with his little hat. Oh, stop it. That's so funny. Oh man. Wow. Well, that was a hoot. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this
unsettling episode.
A Fika talk.
Yeah. A Fika talk.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was a good one. Good job. That was
a good one. Good one, bro. All right, bro. I mean, guys.
You guys let us know how you feel about Halloween coming up. I mean, my favorite holiday is Christmas, as we all know.
Ooh.
Don't hate Alex.
I'm just kidding. Christmas is a very nice time.
Beautiful time.
Wonderful.
You guys are all weird and dark with your like spooky season. And but yeah, you guys let us know. How were your childhood trick-or-treating days?
Did Ghostface scare you too or what?
Yeah, I just want to know. But
go to Halloween Horror Nights. Are you unsettled?
We could put a little thing on.
Oh, by the way, before we go,
yeah,
I just want to publicly say that you guys all butchered the last trivia.
Yes, you did.
Like completely butchered it.
We were all disappointed.
I was like, man,
it was not that hard.
But I was happy that you guys tried.
Good oh, yeah, job.
Thank you.
We love the participation.
Which participation?
A for effort. I'm kidding.
I always say that and then I question myself for like 50 minutes after that. Like, why do they say A for effort if it doesn't start with an A?
Mm-hmm.
It just really just blows my mind. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. Please make sure that you guys follow us on all of our platforms like
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and just all the other podcast platforms.
And many more.
Yeah, we've been spreading the word about our podcast. So, you know, help us get some new listeners. And if you like what you hear, give our page a follow on Instagram @FikaTalk_.
Thank you,
Alex. So you can find us on FikaTalk_, and we have some cool episodes coming up. I think we're going to be recording with two brothers.
Yes. Right? We're not gonna spoil their names, even though we basically said it. But.
Yeah, we kind of did. But that's gonna be hopefully our next episode. If not, it'll be coming soon.
It's coming soon to a theater review.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you guys for the patience, because I know we took a break for a whole week, but you know, we're back, and you see that literally, you know, some breaks might happen here and there. It's Alex's fault, but
I'm not saying any names, but it's Alex's fault.
Just kidding, but thank you for the support as always.
Thank you guys. Well, have a great rest of your day, night, or week, or everything. See you later. Bye-bye.
See ya.